News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says despite budgetary constraints, the government has established a protected spending floor of $20.7 billion to cover critical social programs for the society's most vulnerable. These include the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH, School Feeding Program, Indoor and Outdoor Poor Relief Program, subsidies to basic schools, youth employment and grants to children's homes and places of safety. The finance minister was making his presentation in the debate on the first supplementary estimates of expenditure for 2013-2014, which were recently approved in the House of Representatives. The long-awaited National Disability Act for Jamaica is closer to being realized. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the bill has already passed the legislative committee stage and will soon be considered by Cabinet.
Once this happens, it will be tabled in the House of Representatives without delay. And I say this here this morning, that so soon as this is done, I'm fairly confident that Jamaica will have its first native National Disability Act by the time we come as a nation in 5 months' time to celebrate our 52nd anniversary of independence from Great Britain.
Minister Kelly was addressing the recent staging of the first biennial regional disability conference at the University of the West Indies Moda campus in St. Andrew. The Ministries of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining and Education have signed 4 contracts which will see 37 institutions across the island being equipped with tablet computers for the upcoming academic year. Technology Minister Philip Polwell says the contracts signed with 4 technology solutions companies are valued at a total of $800 million.
The 4 companies as follows: Innovative Corporate Solutions, 10,500 tablets. Productive Business Solutions, 5,500 tablets. Geotech Vision Enterprise Limited, 5,500 tablets. Digicel Jamaica Limited, 5,500 tablets. These suppliers represent a range of solutions, including devices, accessories, device management solutions, and services such as tracking and content control.
The 1-year pilot will be administered in close to 40 educational institutions. Following a review of the pilot, the Tablets in Schools program will be fully rolled out, targeting 600,000 students and teachers. Meanwhile, Minister Polwell is assuring that measures are in place to safeguard devices to be distributed under the Tablets in School pilot against theft and misuse. The technology minister says while the project is not without risk, the government will seek to prevent some of the possible pitfalls.
In developing this project, we have been very careful to view across the globe similar projects elsewhere. There are many countries with a project for laptops. There are countries with projects for tablets. And we have carefully studied some of the pitfalls and looked and observed some of the successes.
He says each tablet will be accompanied by technology which enables the tracking and disabling of the devices. And work is far advanced on the development of an infant and young child feeding policy for Jamaica. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the policy will assist in reducing mortality and morbidity in infants and children by addressing their nutritional needs.
It is important that we engender healthy lifestyle practices in our children. Early habits are hard to break. If children are not properly guided very early, then chances are these nutritional challenges will follow them throughout their lives into adulthood. This will result in a vicious cycle.
The policy has been drafted by the Ministry of Health under guidelines set by the World Health Organization in its Global Strategy for Infant and Young Child Feeding and is supported by the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.